I was thinking about it today when I decided to drive out to our old home place, now run down and abandoned. Standing out in this field, it all comes rushing back. And an icy tingle starts down my spine when I recall that terrible, lonesome cry. It was so long ago that it seems incredible the creature is still out there, somewhere, right this minute, maybe even watching me. Of course, you may not believe that, or any of this story. You may think the whole thing is a hoax, and that's your privilege. But if you're ever driving down in our country along about sundown, keep an eye on the dark woods as you cross the Sulphur River bottoms, and you may catch a glimpse of a huge, hairy creature watching you from the shadows. Yes, he's still here. And you know, I'd almost like to hear that terrible cry again, just to be reminded that there is still a bit of wilderness left. And there are still mysteries that remain unsolved, and strange, unexplained noises in the night.
This is where the story plays, a world on which we seldom gaze. A page from the book of yesterdays, birds and beasts and wind and water. Here beneath the bright blue sky, no man's smoke blinds the eagle's eye. And things that crawl or swim or fly, feed and breed and live and die.
Once you've heard his lonely cry, you can guess the reason why. For whether he's a beast or man, what drives him wandering across the land, his love for others of his clan, a loneliness he cannot stand.
Perhaps he dimly wonders why, is there no other such as I? Love before I die, listen to my lonely.